Now, our guest, Dr. Michael Coffin, we're about to go to break, but I want to bring him up, has a bachelor's in forestry and an MS in biology at Northern Arizona University and a PhD in forest science at the University of Idaho. And he is an ecologist who is involved in ecosystem research for over 20 years in both academia and industry. And he's taught and worked across a wide spectrum, including the U.S. Forest Service, in developing an ecological land classification system for each of the national forests in Region 9 being used today. And he was instrumental in beating one of the big treaties in the 90s that would have given total control and these wilderness corridors, shutting down human activity. It's all about making us dependent, shutting off resources in a neo-feudal or neo-serf system so that we can't afford to even get married or have kids. And this is all stated, but it's stated in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, and a part of it stated in the State Department Memorandum 200 and the CIA addendum to that, written by Kissinger, and it's restated in environmental policy reports and Club of Rome reports, or in articles written by His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, or in statements and funding by Bill Gates or Ted Turner or Warren Buffett and eugenics. But this new report by Holdren, it's all in one place. And that's why this is so important. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Coffin today about all the big developments with the greenhouse gas, what it will do, how it will control our lives, how the new Bank of the World will regulate global carbon taxes, and we will pay our money into this private group. And their own statements dealing with how this will be a managed economy and how we will pay our taxes to the new Bank of the World. This has gone from Dr. Michael Coffin and myself with the documents being called kooks a decade ago, and Dr. Coffin almost sheepishly saying, I know this sounds kooky, but here's the document, to now hundreds of articles a week by the mainstream media admitting all this, but saying it's a good thing and we should accept it. So we're going to go through the mindset, the philosophy of these people, and what the global carbon tax means.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's got a new documentary out. Global warming, emerging science and understanding. He also has another film we carry, Global Warming or Global Government. You need to show these to your friends and family and neighbors. First, they get you all hyped up that humans are bad. It's for the earth. We're going to save it. This is social workers, bureaucracy, feudalism, serfdom. They want to go to a post-industrial system of total bondage and slavery under environmental crimes. And it's not toxic waste dumping they're worried about or open-air planting of cross-species genetic engineered organisms that could cause a problem. It's not about real environmentalism or conservation. It's about control. And you can get his new documentary at Infowars.com. Dr. Michael Coffin, so much has happened since we had you on 6 months ago. Time just flies. They've passed the total carbon tax takeover. It was worse than we feared. They kept the bill secret till after it passed. Total federalization, home inspections, shutting down selectively whatever they want. Every federal agency and sub-agencies with the power to levy carbon taxes arbitrarily. It seems the new direction in government is just to give dictatorial power to the agency. They've got gun bills introduced to let the attorney general ban any guns he wants at his stroke of a pen, if he just states it, that allow him to put anybody on a no-fly list or no-gun-buy list, no judge, no jury, no conviction. It's the same thing with this global carbon system. They just set up offshore authorities, and then we're ruled by them. Dr. Coffin.
Absolutely, because we have no way of actually addressing somebody that's offshore that does not have any accountability to us whatsoever. And that's why they're doing it, because they want to basically control the U.S. economy. And remember, we've talked about this on your program before, for every bit of carbon dioxide that's emitted, it has a corresponding impact on our economy. It's almost a one-to-one ratio. So if we reduce our carbon emissions by 20%, we reduce our economy about by 20%. It's a terrible, terrible thing. They're trying to get renewable energy to take its place, but Spain has shown that for every green job created with renewable energy, they lose 2.5 jobs. It costs hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in Spain. They have 18% unemployment. They've been doing this for 10 years.
But see, the government,
right there.
But see, the government then directs the switchover in the economy, and the profits only go to a select few, so
yes,
it vertically integrates. But they know carbon's not bad, Dr. Kaufman. They know it's what plants breathe. That's why they diabolically chose carbon to tax, knowing it's a carbon cycle and we're carbon-based life forms.
Absolutely. And this new DVD that you mentioned, Global Warming and Emerging Science, has new footage in it from the old DVD that clearly, I mean, absolutely and positively shows that man cannot be causing global warming. In fact, a new study was just released yesterday that basically says that all of the carbon dioxide in the last 600,000 years couldn't be responsible for the warming and the cooling. There is no correlation whatsoever. It calls into serious doubt. This is peer-reviewed in Nature Science, peer-reviewed science that shows that there is really highly questionable evidence now, or strong evidence that questions now the man-caused global warming theory based on carbon dioxide. So everything is against these people, yet you see in Congress them major push. How they got it, they introduced the bill on May 15th. It was passed on June 26th. Over 1,000, almost 1,500 pages long. Nobody had a chance to read it. It's the most expensive bill this country has ever passed. Nobody ever read it. It was rammed through Congress, and what it contains will blow your mind. It basically, everything that you said in introducing this whole subject, Alex, is true, plus a lot. I mean, you're only touching the surface areas. It will destroy this nation as we know it now. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind about it.
But that's exactly what the Club of Rome, that's exactly what Holdren called for. We're going to get back into the science and take some phone calls coming up, but let's first get into academia. I mean, you have worked around these phony environmentalists. You've been around them. In my experience, the vast majority of them do believe in neo-eugenics. They do believe in sterilization. They do believe in one-child policies. And now they're openly pushing it, saying babies are bad. They have a bad carbon footprint. I'm going to show some headlines to people here in a moment. And really, these are just control freaks who want a managed collectivist economy, and they're making their move right now. And now we have the president's technology advisor's textbook, 1,100 pages, saying forcibly drug the water, have CPS take all the children, have a managed economy. We wonder why the government seems so out of control and nuts. They're not nuts. They know what they're doing.
Well, they're nuts. They're absolutely insane. There's no question about that. But they are doing it deliberately, yes. There's no question about it for exactly the reasons you're discussing. In fact, I am literally astonished that anybody in their right mind would even consider doing what is being done right now, because there is no justification for it whatsoever other than the political justification of destroying us and rebuilding it in their image under their control. That's the whole
purpose. Communists. They're communists. I mean, they are scum. I'm sorry I interrupted. Yes, destroying us, rebuilding us in their image. It's really happening. They're taking over healthcare, industries. They're seizing everything. I mean, they are going to destroy the economy, and the only jobs you're going to get is from them on welfare or through a government contract, doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the only way we can stop this is to inundate your congressmen and senators, depending on where the bill is at the present time, and tell them to vote no on health care, vote no on cap and trade, vote no on whatever it is, the second stimulus package, whatever it is, and then back it up by saying, I'm not going to vote for you if you vote yes for these things, and then start writing letters to the editor with their name in it saying that they are trying to destroy this nation. Now, you got to be diplomatic, because otherwise the paper won't print it. But
hell, look at NAFTA. Look at GATT. They knew that was going to destroy us. The UN, the IMF, World Bank said they want a post-industrial. They've done everything they can to destroy us, and now their solution to the crises they created is to throw a wet blanket over an economy that's almost already gone out.
Absolutely. I totally agree. They're just fast-tracking it to the destruction of this nation so that they can start rebuilding it. And we know already they're talking about a single global currency. You know, you and I have been talking about that for, what, 5 years now on their program, and you have probably talked about it many more times than when I was on. All of these things that we used to talk about that we were kind of on the superficial fringe of extremism back, as you said, at the beginning of the program 5-10 years ago, now it's in the daily newspapers. It's always written up in a very positive way, of course, but it's impossible to ignore and not see unless you are so brainwashed. And that's what our public education system, unfortunately, has done to us. It's so brainwashed us that we look at this and think that's a fantastic idea. And unfortunately, almost half of the nation is in that category. At least it certainly seems to be.
Doctor, I don't know if you've looked at this data, but I'm actually working on a new film right now on having a section on this. But mainstream, even AP studies, where they test the major water supplies of the cities, they're finding high levels of female hormones that block pregnancy, birth control. They're finding high levels of Prozac-type drugs, and they're noticing that it's kind of a generic mass molecule. It's not even the type that people are taking. And they're finding even aquifers that are treated water, where they take aquifer water and then treat it, is having this added. And they've done British studies as well. Clearly, somebody's adding it. I've been saying this for years, and the scientists are saying this now. And it's so strong, it's sterilizing fish, whales, amphibians, you name it, birds, or they're being unisex, hermaphrodites. So you studied watersheds and forests and all of this. But then we have all these government reports with the Japanese government proposing it and Obama's head of science proposing it. I mean, do you think there's evidence that they're already testing this out and doing this in some areas?
You know, you can't help but believe that they are, at least on a selected basis, if not more uniform across the country, because what we're seeing here is the eugenics issue, even though I'm not an expert in eugenics, that whole issue of population control, trying to breed for the best person and that type of thing is literally at the heart of what we're talking about and trying to create the new super person in the emerging future. And it's sickening. It's going to be a much lower population. The Global Biodiversity Assessment that you mentioned at the beginning of the program calls for reducing the human population to from the current 6.5 billion down to about 1, maybe 1.5 billion people, so that we can live, quote unquote, sustainably with nature and so forth. This nature is God belief is underwriting this whole thing. Eugenics is underwriting the whole environmental movement. All the rest, you have to understand it is a major, major religion that's trying to gain control, absolute control over your and my life.
Well, that's the thing, that I come to this just coldly looking at the facts. I don't have any preconceived notions. But every time I run into these environmental leaders, not their useful idiots on the ground who mean well, when you always talk to them, you find out they're into the occult. Like mm-hmm. Dr. Pianca is on the UT website dressed up as a druid talking about Lucifer when he's not talking about how he wants to kill 90% of us. And I know that sounds crazy. We're not the ones that are crazy. They're the ones. But when you really study the UN, that biological diversity assessment talks about bringing back wars and famine and human sacrifice. You can't make this up. And then you have the State Department Memorandum 200 saying we'll use wars and pestilence and starvation to do it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, this whole thing with these epidemics and all the rest, some of these things are natural. I mean, they do happen. But when you start seeing them on a regular basis, intercoordinated with a lot of other things going on, it's not a coincidence. They're deliberately doing it for some unknown reason. Well, we know what the reason is. They want to gain control, basically, and reduce the human population and control every single thing.
Stay there, doctor. Gentlemen, if you study history and other civilizations, the elites, just to exercise power, would routinely say, kill all the firstborn. Or they'd say, go kill half the slaves. Got to keep the slave numbers down. Got to keep them dumbed down. Got to keep them on the verge of starvation. So they're so busy worrying about getting enough to eat, they won't resist you. This is how elites manage people. In fact, in the next segment, will you cue up Holdren with that AP clip of him talking about weather control? That's another issue is... In some of these eugenics reports, they say they'll use wars, famine, and weather. And then we have Secretary of Defense Cohen at the time in 97 saying they'd use weather weapons for this. And I can show folks army.mil, the text. And then I've had, but now Bill Gates is in the news in the Associated Press today. Bill Gates envisions fighting hurricanes by manipulating the sea. Well, that's exactly what Stanford Research Institute certified a long time ago. My point is, they're using the shadow government and all these high-tech systems. I believe, Dr. Kaufman, that they're going to create weather calamities as a pretext for creating the society of control, because they've studied chicanery and scams of old. And the old witch doctors, 6,000 years ago, they would tell the tribe, give me the best food, give me the best hut, or the snake god won't spit the sun out. Well, he just knew when the eclipse was coming, and he was manipulating them. And that's all this is con artist criminals who also like to be sadistic killers doing what every other elite's done. It's just a high-tech version.
That's right. I totally agree with you. There is no question that climate modification and control is very much part of this agenda. There's been major experiments done on that in Alaska, and we have seen some evidence of that. You know, it's hard to say for sure exactly how they do it and when they do it. I'm not a physicist, but I do know that they actually interrupt the ionosphere, and the ionosphere is where our weather is born. So if they can control what happens there, they basically control climate to a greater or lesser degree. It's just one of those things that all of these things, I don't care if it's eugenics, it's climate control, it's legislation like cap and trade, the health care bill, whatever it is all coordinated to achieve a certain goal that you have been describing during this hour.
Well, every day, no exaggeration, I think today I printed off five or six or so mainstream articles with, oh, Bill Gates is going to save us from hurricanes. He just got an idea of cloud seeding. He invented it. Oh, he's a genius. Meanwhile, 4 years ago, I had the father of weather weapons on the show, who was doing this in Korea and Vietnam, Ben Livingston, and it was declassified. They were creating, steering, killing, weakening, whatever they wanted, hurricanes certified by the U.S. government in 67. And then now Holdren comes out like he's some genius and says they've just invented this and that it's his idea. So they all, like, it's like Al Gore saying he invented the internet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's no end to it. And then all these newspapers and magazines I have say, oh, the global warming's so bad, they've got to save us, and they're going to now smokescreen their weather manipulation, creating the crisis in the name of fixing it. So while they're creating a crisis, droughts, hurricanes, all this stuff, floods, they're going to cover their own operation in that they're fixing it. And exactly what we said they were doing with the chemtrails, with the barium and aluminum dioxide, now that's what they propose in the Wall Street Journal and Atlantic Monthly and other publications and in AP that they're going to do to save us. Now, how did we just imagine the chemtrails were barium salts and aluminum dioxide with all these climatologists we had on? And then Dr. Kaufman, it ends up magically. They go, oh, yeah, we've been doing secret test programs. All this giant global level terraforming was just a test.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You know, I talked about the Wildlands Project and what the Convention on Biological Diversity was going to do for 5 years before it was finally introduced in the U.S. Senate. Nobody believed a word I said, and here it is now 10 years after the fact, or 15 years after the fact now, and it's full-blown. It's doing everything that I said it was going to do back in the late 1980s. You and I have both done this, where we have predicted, based on what we've seen, the papers and so forth, of what is they're planning behind the scenes, that sooner or later, within 5 to 12 to 15 years, going to be mainstream. And you can't get people to believe it because it wasn't published in the New York Times.
Amazing. We got a long segment coming up, and I want you to talk about the fact that we can beat this and fight it, because you've done that single-handedly before. You've been doing this for decades. And you did warn about the wetlands. Now we have the Water Quality Restoration Act that federalizes basically the whole country. They're really making their move. But the good news is we're aware of it, thanks to you and others. We're going to be able to fight them. The new video is Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Hot off the presses. Get this now at InfoWars.com. Gentlemen, you cannot accuse the establishment of not thinking big. Terraforming the planet, controlling the weather, and then keeping us like ignorant savages that don't even know what the sun is. And then Holdren talking about putting up satellites and blocking out the sun and all this craziness. The point is they want to play God. They want you to live in an engineered society. There's an article out of a mainstream magazine in the 1940s. We can control the weather. And it describes exactly how they do it. And there is a massive program of this going on. This is 1944, and just incredible, absolutely incredible. And it gets into cloud seeding. I want to play the White House czar a clip from the Associated Press. This is not Alex Jones saying this. I want to play this clip of John P. Holdren, the eugenicist, and he is a eugenicist, there's no doubting. Just like in Endgame, I accused the head of the Human Genome Project of being a eugenicist because I'd read his writings. No one had ever publicly called him one. And then a year after Endgame came out, it came out that Mr. Watson said blacks weren't human, were basically subhuman. And now it's come out they are taking your blood at birth for 36 years illegally for the Human Genome Project. It's a giant eugenics front. Sure, they can get some secondary science from it, and I think it's fine, but they're using it for race-specific bioweapon development. We're going to get Dr. Michael Koppin's take on that and some of the things he's been fighting in this Clean Water Restoration Act that federalizes anything that has water above or below ground, puddles of water, the Rewilding Act and these wilderness corridors on the rivers. That's all coming up. But here is Holdren to the AP, and notice on the video in the background, by the American flag on the shelf is Eco-Science, the textbook he wrote for government, a plan of a planetary tyranny to sterilize you. Here it is.
We have to look at it very carefully because we might get desperate enough to want to use it. The danger, of course, with geoengineering is one I was referring to a moment ago. We don't understand the system well enough to predict its responses in detail. And that means there's always a danger if you try to engineer the system on a large scale that you will do something that has side effects that are worse than the dimension of the problem you're trying to cure with the geoengineering in the first place. There are a variety of schemes that have been discussed for geoengineering. A classic example is injecting reflecting particles into Earth orbit that would deflect some of the sunlight that would otherwise be warming the Earth, and in that way try to produce a cooling effect to offset the heating effect of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases.
All right, let's stop right there. You can watch the rest of the clip up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but understand, for over a decade, we found some government documents about high-altitude spraying, these aerosol campaigns. People call them chemtrails. We got called kooks. And there are some kooks that point at a regular ice trail and, you know, say it is a trail when it isn't. But trails at 2,000 feet don't condensate and sit there and get bigger for 5 hours. You know, real ice trails, real contrails disappear in just a few minutes. There's a massive program going on, and they admit it. Now, if you just Google these terms, all these universities, Department of Energy, NASA brags, oh, look, the Earth's 20% darker, satellite photos of the whole country covered. They really are revenge of the nerd scientists who happen to be eugenicists on wild power trips, Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Again, there's no question of that. It's just phenomenal. When you get back to the chemtrail issues, I'm not an expert on chemtrails, but what I do know is that they're high enough elevation that they actually form kind of a cirrus cloud formation. Now, if you know the politics and the science of global warming, man-caused global warming, this is what they have predicted right from the very beginning. Is inherent in every single climate model that there is at about 6 miles in elevation. What you find is that more cirrus clouds are formed, which trap the heat. It's a positive feedback mechanism. I'm not going to get more complicated than that, or you won't understand it.
But no, the Earth needs this as its shield. Go ahead and give people the science.
It basically says that with... Now, first of all, you have to understand the carbon dioxide itself cannot trap much more heat. Very, very small percentage, a couple percent, and that's about it. Because it's the wavelengths, the wave bands that it traps heat in are already saturated, so it cannot do much more. Therefore, the little that it does do, they claim, are going to create more clouds, more thunderstorms, which when they decay, they create more cirrus clouds. Cirrus clouds trap the heat. Low elevation rain clouds reflect the heat, or the sun. Just the opposite. It's a negative feedback. In a positive feedback in the cirrus clouds, the radiation emitted by the Earth is trapped again and remitted down. That means that the upper atmosphere heats faster than the Earth's surface. And this is well explained in our second DVD, the Emerging Science, Global Warming Emerging Science DVD that Alex now has. It is absolutely night and day. What the models predicted was going to happen the last 40 to 50 years, and what has actually happened, they're not the same at all.
Dr. Coplin, explain this to me, though, because there's other big major films like the Great Global Warming Swindle. They have all these climatologists and scientists and physicists from around the world, literally the top names. There's now 37,000 of them have sent a letter and petition to the government. The government won't even read it, won't allow them in testimony. Only Al Gore, who lies and says he invented everything from Kitty Hawk to fire, is the only expert up there. He openly owns one of the carbon companies and said, "What's wrong with me making money?" I mean, it's the outrageousness of this. But also they say it's not just the heat from the sun; it's that different type of nuclei particles.
Right.
Come into the atmosphere. Can you explain that?
Yes, there's two, and it's again explained in much better graphics than it did in the first one in this new Emerging Science DVD. Really shows very clearly it's not the total amount of energy that the sun emits, but the kind of energy. You have incoming cosmic radiation from exploding supernovae from out in the galaxy and so forth that eventually get to Earth. Those, and it's been shown in experiments now to be correct, those cosmic radiation particles, when they enter the Earth's surface or enter the Earth's atmosphere, they start to condense out and ionize and create water droplets. When they create water droplets, clouds eventually form. And when you have clouds, low elevation clouds, if you've ever flown an airplane above these clouds, it is a bright white. That's because the sun is reflecting off of those clouds.
Now, let me understand.
Energy.
So it's almost like just the space rays, not just the sun's rays, and this whole spectrum of different particles
Absolutely.
Come in like microscopic meteorites and create almost an energy field, which then generates the nuclei to allow the rain droplets to form. So it's a beautiful it's a beautiful engine. It's not a crime. And carbon dioxide's what plants breathe. It's not a chemical weapon that'll kill you. Water's good. Oxygen's good. It's not with Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely. In fact, we can probably have 300 to 400% increase in our carbon dioxide, and the Earth would be much better off for it. Both plant productivity, food production, and it will not hurt us.
In fact, I've seen those studies that during some of the warming periods with the dinosaurs were the most plentiful, that it was many times higher and that the Earth was much more tropical.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably about 10 times greater concentration during that period of time. And the Earth was much more tropical. Vegetation was flourishing and abundant. And every time, in fact, the science has actually shown that there's been a 12% increase in food production, global food production, because of the increased carbon dioxide we've had the last 50 years. There's nothing negative about carbon dioxide. It's all positive, but yet they're calling it a pollutant, and because it's a pollutant, then they can control our lives.
But I've done the dihydrogen monoxide joke with people at restaurants on the street, and I tend to go out with a camera and do it. Because you can say, hey, we need to restrict carbon dioxide, right? And they go, yes, it's evil. And I go, what about dihydrogen monoxide? It's in the water. And almost every adult, even people in suits downtown, will go, yes, ban it. It's water. I assure the viewers, people that support this, that water is not bad.
Absolutely. You know, it is amazing. We have been so sensitized in our educational process that anything chemical is bad for us. Well, I'm afraid anything that we eat, drink, or otherwise is chemical. And the fact that we have this aversion to the name chemical is been ingrained in us in our educational process, in the television ads, all the rest of it, so that we just recoil away from it. And we shouldn't. We have to understand what it is and then treat it accordingly.
But what about the brainwashing? Did you know that there are scores of video games where the zombies are carbon dioxide blobs and the kids shoot them, and then it's just total brainwashing in the schools? And the New York Times reports that kids go home and write mock tickets to their mother because they take a hot bath, and the mother goes, I'm glad they're ordering me around this. I mean, they're turning us into a total Stasi society. What about the Green Bill with the home inspections and the federal language about they can kick you out of your house, no judge, no jury? Just, I mean, this is total tyranny.
It is total tyranny. And you and I have, and others, have been warning the people for 15 years or more about this very thing. It's now right in front of us, and we have a last opportunity to stop it by calling your congressmen and senators and saying, no, I'm going to throw you out of office if you vote for these things. And there's just not one thing. There's a dozen of them out there. It would be best if we just shut down Congress and they didn't do anything for 4 years.
I agree. Now, for those that don't know, dihydrogen monoxide is the scientific term for water. And I was just making the point that ask your friends or family, but put it in a carbon dioxide debate. Say, for the environment, shouldn't we have a carbon tax on dihydrogen monoxide? You can also give them the scientific name for salt. And nine times out of ten, they'll say ban it.
And right.
Now you said there's about a dozen. There's the climate change bill, the carbon tax bills, the water Clean Water Restoration Act. There's the rewilding. All these things you warned about, they're now trying to ram through right now because they think Obama's got control of the entire government. Tell us about some of the things that they're trying to push through.
Well, I think that the water bill, the Clean Water Bill reenactment, is really dangerous. It basically puts, you're talking about our economy with the clean cap and trade legislation. With the water, you're taking control over water, which you need every single day to live. And if the federal government controls the water of every acre of land in the United States, it controls you and I, period. I mean, it controls our crop production, it controls everything. And as a consequence, you look at what these bills do, and every single one of them draws control over a basic thing in our society that we need to have to live. And once that is done, then the federal government basically controls us. You have no choice in the matter. You have to do what they say, just like they did in the old Soviet Union, or you're thrown out of your house, you're prevented from buying food, you name it. And I'm not saying it's going to happen next year, but they have that potential. They have the right to do it now once these laws pass. And there has been no time in all of history where a bad bill like that has been passed, legislation, been in the Roman Empire or whenever, that it hasn't been abused.
Well, listen, I have the head of, I have the head of City Year federally funded these youth brigades in red and black uniforms. People can Google City Year and watch them doing their chanting and drilling. And where everything's so bankrupt now, you have to get a job with the government out of high school doing this. And it says, I have national newscasts saying they're going to have quasi-governmental groups, mainly young, stupid, ignorant, power-tripping young people. And it already has shown them on the news that say climate police out shouting people down like Mao Zedong's youth brigades. Actually, that's how they're modeled. And they even have little blue Obama books that they carry. And just like in China, I'm not making this up, I have the newscast, waving them as they scream at you. And already in Austin, if you park an SUV by Barton Springs, they are slashing tires. They're out there enforcing. I mean, folks, I'm not kidding when I say they're already here. And I have the head of City Year saying they're going to use them to enforce on us. I mean, this is nightmarish, Dr. Kaufman.
It is. Brown shirts and under Hitler, the Red Brigade under in China, you name it. is we're following the same pattern of all this all these despots in the past. Can't we see that? You know, we have been worrying about it for years, decades even, and here it is. It's at our doorstep, and everybody's yawning. Well, not everybody in the listening audience. I doubt that. But for the most part, society is yawning. And I just cannot believe how they could be missing. That, you know, everything is going to work out all right, honey. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Those people will never do anything like that. Well, I'm sorry, folks. History shows that those people will do exactly what we're talking about, given the opportunity, and they are creating that opportunity right now.
Well, they say they're going to wall off all the major NAFTA highways and keep, what, half the – I mean, you've put together the maps off their own documents where half the country's off limits to us, and everywhere they get control, they are rewilding. They are all over the West harassing people off their own property. I mean, this is going on.
It is. It really is. We haven't heard a lot about it in the major urban areas because they have deliberately basically compartmentalized everything in this country so that we do not hear what's going on in another part of the country. I go and talk to different groups in different parts of the country, and they think that they're the only ones this is happening to. It's happening to everyone. And we need to our property rights are being destroyed. You have the Kelo case back in 2005 that basically changed the Fifth Amendment from public use to public purpose. It guts the whole purpose of property rights protection of the government. I mean, you name it, it's been stepwise, one by one by one, our protections are falling, and now they're cascading. I have never seen such a push so fast, so hard, as we've seen since Obama has become president. We all knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Well, I've got it here in my folders. I'm digging around for it right now. I'll probably find it during the break, but hundreds of articles a week saying babies are bad. They have a big carbon footprint.
Yeah.
We need to ban having babies or put taxes on them. And Australia is actually trying to pass laws. They're getting rid of the baby credits in California. They're in women's magazines telling women marriage isn't good. Breaking up with your family's good. Don't have kids. I mean, this is a real culture of death, but humans have a hunger for life. I think they're going to have trouble implementing this. I mean, they're in power is what I'm saying. And it's one thing to pass the laws. It's another thing to be able to actually put this stuff into place.
Yeah, that is very true. And it's amazing. Last year, maybe 14, 15 months ago, 80% of the population here in the United States believed that global warming was generally caused by man. Not, you know, maybe they weren't a diehard believer, but 80%. That's down to 44% now. And people are beginning to wake up, and it's been programs like this and others that are starting to really sink home when they start to see Obama doing all these things, and they've heard, you know, our crazy comments and so forth over the last few years. All of a sudden, they start to see it happen, and they say, oh, my gosh, maybe they're right. You look at the health care. 60% of the American people, two-thirds, do not want to have the present health care in the House of Representatives passed.
And that's when they don't even know how bad it really is. Dr. Michael Kaufman, stay there. Let's talk more about this good news, though. The people are waking up. That's why the establishment's kind of flipping out now in an orgy of propaganda in an attempt. Folks, I want you to go to Infowars.com. The online video bookstore, and I want you to get my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, to understand who the eugenicists are, who the globalists are, what their master plan is, and the new documentary by Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he's got a great host as well hosting the film. This will deprogram your neighbors, your friends, and family. This is a life and death situation. See, the socialists, the communists, the fascists, the command and controllers, the collectivists, they always need a new fraud, a new scam. And it's always how they're saving the world, and that's what they're doing. But when you get to the bottom line, this is the news from the last week of eugenics. Chinese babies sold for adoption. If you have more than one child and can't pay the fine, the Chinese government comes and takes your child and sells it to the United States. That's BBC. BBC. Now, this is what Obama's chief of science has said. He said, have CPS take everybody's kids, basically. Everybody gets a government visit to see if you can keep your kids. Chinese baby girls sold for adoption. Having large families is an eco-crime. Times of London. Children bad for planet. News of Australia. Judge arranges sterilization as part of Charleston woman's probation. Two children should be limits, says Green Guru. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. They do that on purpose. Washington Post. Infertility linked to common household chemicals. Rockefeller Foundation proof where they admit they fund all the eugenics. Thought I'd show you that. Baby tax needed to save planet, claims experts. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seven stacks here. I'll never even get through half of one of these. Oz TV advises CO2 emitting children die early. This is also the ABC News article where they told kids killing themselves is good. And then shows pools of blood saying animals die if you don't die. This is sick, sick, sick. Remember Al Gore a few months ago telling kids their parents are stupid, don't believe them, global warming's real? Here's Pelosi. Every aspect of our lives must be subject to an inventory under green taxes. Texas unknowingly donate children's blood to research. Austin American Statesman. That's for the eugenics genome. Kidnappers swoop on China's girls. Obama's first act. Taxpayer money to fund abortions of black babies. If you don't like killing blacks, you don't like blacks. The globalists are... Here's one where the globalists are happy there's more abortions now that the economy's imploding. Here's where they knowingly put HIV in the blood. I'm sorry, Dr. Kaufman, I'm ranting here. I mean, here's Justice Ginsburg says she originally thought Roe v. Wade was designed to limit populations that we didn't want to have too many of. Oh, how liberal to kill the blacks. I mean, why is Margaret Sanger worshipped if she said blacks were subhuman? Dr. Kaufman?
It's a very good question. Why does the public seem to put on pedestals those scientists who are lying through their teeth, those nutcases like Singer who have made all these proclamations in the past? I'm not talking about Fred Singer, the climate scientist. I'm talking about what's her first
Margaret
name?
Margaret Sanger, yeah.
Margaret Sanger, yes, who has made all these predictions and has done everything she can to bring to fruition eugenics. And all the rest of these, it's just like there is, and I think this is really true, there is a great delusion. You know, the Bible talks about the great delusion. This isn't it. But we're seeing evidence that the whole world can be deluded to a major extent by what we're seeing right now. I mean, I have never witnessed anything like it in my lifetime.
Well, we have offshore banks that have stolen $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, who engineered the crisis. Now they want another banker bailout that gives them power over the whole economy.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
But the public's concerned about Michael Jackson being dead. Dr. Kaufman, 1 minute break. I know you've got to leave, but I want to do five more minutes with you to cover a few final topics and talk about the video on the other side. Then we've got a guest coming on the show just for a segment or two. The police say he's not allowed to have an American flag upside down. They think it's unpatriotic because they're as dumb as a 2x4. It's our final segment with Dr. Michael Kaufman. The entire planet's being issued through international treaty. It's ID cards under biometrics. That'll be the new world currency. It will just be a cashless system. Here's the Times of London. India issues all 1.2 billion citizens with biometric ID cards. And they say, hey, we've got lots of health care, lots of government help. Just buy and sell with this card. And then now they can micromanage society. Now the social planners can control things. That's what the environmental movement admits they're about, cutting off resources to force the destruction of growth, then to implode society to make you become domesticated. Dr. Michael Kaufman, I wanted to continue to talk about the film Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding here in this final segment. We're carrying this and your other documentary, Global Warming or Global Governance. Everyone needs to see this. Just because our listeners may know all about this, their friends, their family, other school teachers, people don't know. And so we need to reach out and educate the public. Even if they pass these global carbon taxes, we've got to fight it and expose it so we can repeal it. Dr. Kaufman.
Absolutely. There is no question about that.
www.alexjonespodcast.com.
One of the reasons we did this second DVD was to bring new, brand new information into the debate, as well as format it in a way that you can give to your friends and neighbors in a very easy-to-understand format. You can give it to your school science teachers. It's designed for school classroom showing to combat Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. It's designed to share with other people. You can make copies of it to share, not to sell it, but to make copies to give to your friends and neighbors and to your school teachers and so forth, to try to spread this word, because once they see this, and it's extremely well done, folks, this is order of magnitude better than my first documentary, and it is very conclusive. I have gotten nothing but rave reviews from a variety of sources, including kids down to about 10 years old. So it is really a dynamic video that just takes the starch right out of the need for even having cap-and-trade legislation.
Absolutely. Let me just ask you a side issue. What feedback have you gotten now 2 years into Endgame being out? Because Endgame is I think, my best film, my most important film. Obama Deception is my biggest film because it shatters the left-right paradigm and shows his real agenda, and it covers some eugenics. But what feedback have you gotten being in Endgame?
Very heavy feedback, Alex, from a lot of people calling to find out exactly, because, you know, I'm only on there for maybe 5 minutes totally, finding out my view on what the whole DVD is about. And again, I'm not an expert on eugenics, so I have to say basically I know about as much as you do on that issue. But nonetheless, people are very interested in it. When I say that it's actually worse than what you portrayed on that, but we can't really say that is bad enough what we say on that DVD. We need to understand it and believe it, and people walk away with their head. I get interrupted on the streets. People who know me and have seen Endgame and so forth and ask me questions, it's been an extremely effective DVD.
Well, we need to make your new film as prolific as Endgame. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Well, I'm going to be really hammering the eugenics issue, the global carbon tax issue, as we try to defeat what's happening in the Senate. It looks like we may be able to stop it because they were able to hide the bill, 300 pages of it, until it passed. Now, though, it is public, and I think it may get beaten, but they're not going to stop there. So we're definitely in a serious fight.
Yes, we definitely are, and we need to keep the fight up, not only with global warming, that's where I'm focusing right now, my efforts, because you can only do one thing at a time, but this water issue is a crisis, the health care issue is a crisis, all of these things, we need to be active and just call in your senators and congressmen and say, no, we're not going to vote for that. If you do, I'm going to do everything I can to see that you're not elected again. And I think I would really encourage some state where they really have an ability to get in there and recall some of their senators and congressmen when they vote for this garbage without even reading.
Well, I agree. You know, that ties into the eugenics, the government-run health care. They want to carry their eugenics out against us, including forced abortions, as the White House chief says, science chief. Dr. Kaufman, great having you with us.
Thank you for having me back.
We'll talk to you again soon.